Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Women's Soccer Zone. My name's Kieran Tavem, delighted to have you with me. As always, flying solo on this edition, but it's not going to be me doing much chatting. This is a UEFA Women's Champions League preview. The final takes place this coming Thursday in the city of Reggio Emilia in Italy and will feature a repeat of the 2013 final between Wolfsburg and Leon. On this episode, as I said, not going to be doing any analysis myself. I think the best way to preview a game is always to try and get insight from those who are going to be involved in the game. So for this episode, I've got interviews and insight from Ada Hegerberg of Leon and with Nilla Fischer of Wolfsburg, two previous guests on the show, so delighted that they gave me some time. So without further ado, rather than looking into it myself, first off, we will have a chat with Nilla Fischer. Of course, Wolfsburg won the competition in 2013 and 2014. Nilla was part of that unbelievable final that took place a few years ago in which Wolfsburg beat Tirso 4-3. They will be looking to try and claim their third title when they go up against Leon. So here's Nilla giving some insight into the game in Reggio Emilia. So, Nilla, Wolfsburg, third Champions League final in the last 4 years. A great achievement for a club that's considered one of the biggest in Europe. Looking ahead to that final in Italy, how excited are you? And what's the atmosphere and mood like in the Wolfsburg team going into that final?
I mean, Champions League is the biggest thing as a player in a club team. So, I'm looking forward to it very, very much. And I mean, we play every week now. Every game is almost like a final. But I mean, of course, we all can't wait to play this Champions League final.
And you, of course, played in arguably one of, if not the best Champions League final in the history of the competition, in when you played against Swedish team Tirso, who you will know very well from when you played in the Damallsvenskan. You were out of the game at half-time, if we're honest. What do you remember about the comeback? For anyone that doesn't remember, Wolfsburg won that game 4-3. A hell of a game, completely out of it, and then you come back. What can you remember about that game?
When I think about the game, I just I get goosebumps, and I can just remember the feeling in the halftime, and was just like, what the, a bad word, are we doing? But I mean, I have to give credit to my German colleagues in the team, because they have a mentality that is something else. And we just went out in the second halftime and just, give our 110% for 45 minutes, and the tempo was crazy high. It was goals here and there, but I mean, it was a very intense game with a lot of feelings, and I think it also was amazing soccer. That is definitely one of my greatest memories, when the referee finished the game.
Marta and Vera Buquets gave Tirso a 2-0 lead, and then, if I remember rightly, I think Alex Pop pulled one back, and then Martina Müller then equalised, and then Marta scored, and then it was just a crazy, crazy match. To be involved in something like that from a defender's perspective, now I know defenders like clean sheets, but when you come away from a 4-3 victory, what's the feeling in your mind as an individual?
I mean, I can't, of course, with letting three goals, I was not happy with that, but I was just so happy for my teammates that they can play so good offensive soccer in the second half. And it was just, it was happiness, and it was a feeling of being proud of the team. And it was also like, also feeling that it was not real, that we won the game after being down with 2-0 in the halftime. So it was kind of an unreal, crazy, happy energy feeling.
And when you look at the experiences that you had in 2014. What do you think you can learn from that going in against a very, very strong Lyon side who, if we're being honest, have coasted through to the final?
Yeah, but I mean, we could. I think about the final against Tyrus, that a game is never over until the fat lady sings. So and that we are a very strong team. I think that is our strength. That we are a great team and we work very, very hard for each other, and we know that we have a chance to beat Lyon, but we really need to play our top game.
What's the, when you look at that Lyon team, you obviously play them in Reggio Emilia on the 26th of May. When you look at that Lyon team, where do you think the main strengths are? Because some will say they've got strength right from the goalkeeper in Sarah Bouhadi, straight from the defence, the midfield and the forwards. But where do you think their real strength is and where you're going to have to be really on top of your game to stop that strength from influencing the match?
I think the biggest strength is in their attacking game, of course, because, I mean, in the French league so far, they haven't been tested so hard in the defense, but I mean that they have these top forwards, some for example Ada Hegerberg, and I mean she's in an awesome flow at the moment and been striking the whole season, all kind of goals, so I mean we have to keep an eye out for her. But I think their strength is on the the last third part, do you say that?
Yeah, the final third
the final third. Like they're very skilled technically and very confident with the ball, so they are good in small spaces. So I think there is the biggest strength in the team.
But equally, you have a very, very strong side. You've had another good domestic season. You're in contention for, as you say, taking the second place in the Frauen Bundesliga, another Champions League final. You have quality over the field. Where do you think Wolfsburg's main strength is?
I think it's one of our biggest strengths is our physique. I think that we have a very good basic, that we're very strong, and I personally think that we can outrun any team that we've played against. But if I have to choose one strength on the field, I think it's also that we our strength on the wings with our speed. It's one of our strength.
And how, unfortunately, we had the announcement a few weeks ago that Nadine Kessler has had to retire. She was such an influence on that final against Tiraso. How is the team dealing with the loss of her? And obviously there are other injuries, thankfully not resulting in long-term retirement or anything like that. But you've obviously lost Catalina Hansen as well, and players that have been very influential for Wolfsburg over the last year or two. How is the team coping with the loss of players like that?
I mean, it's always, regardless who the player is, it's always hard to lose a player in the team. But, I mean, the coach has done a great job. We have a big squad. And I think the players that's been given the chance now has done it really well. I mean, it happens in soccer. Of course, it's, like you say, Caroline Hansen has affect many games in a positive way for us, but other players have to take the responsibility and play the game instead. And I think that's our strength. Like we have a strong squad and we know which role we're going to take, and we're really prepared when we're going to play.
Now I've got to ask, Lara Dickenman and Elise Bisoglia made the move from Lyon to Wolfsburg at the start of the year. They both come up against their former club. I haven't had a chance to speak to either of them, but how much are they looking forward to the game, and how much insight are they able to give you on their former employers?
I mean, of course, they're looking forward to the game a lot. Champions League final with against the club that they played in before is very exciting, of course. And they have a lot of inside information, I guess. We're not in the final at the moment, but I will definitely ask them a little bit and see if they can give me some good information before the game.
It must be exciting for you. We've mentioned all these big games that you've been involved in over the last, 12 months, if not longer, with European Championships in 2013 and the Champions League final 2014, where you overcame Tudisso, World Cup, Olympic mini tournaments, Olympic tournaments, and UEFA Women's Champions League final in Italy. Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes, Nilla, when you look at all these big games that you're involved in?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes it's unreal, and I think, or I know that I will have to pinch myself when we are there in Milan and gonna train on the stadium and so on. I'm living my dream, and it's amazing to be able to be a part in this big games, and that's why I love to play soccer. When you play in front of a big crowd, or when you play a really important big game, that's what I dreamt of as a little kid. So it's amazing to be a part of it.
How prepared do the team feel when you look at the fact you're coming up against a strong team like Lyon? And I look at the road that you've had to the final. I was at your game in London when you played against Chelsea. That was a close tie, and then you got the 2-0 win at home. You've had games against Brescia as well, and obviously you came up against Frankfurt in the semi-final. But I guess when I look at the results and the aggregate scores, Nilla, they've been quite one-sided. Even Frankfurt, a 4-1 win over the current champions. How prepared does the team feel going into the game against Lyon? Because you've had quite comfortable matches and comfortable ties along the way.
I mean, we are very, very prepared. It's still, it was a clear win against Frankfurt, but we still had to work hard for the win. And Chelsea was kind of close up too, and we struggled a little bit in the first half of the season, but I think we're definitely been playing better after the winter break. So, and I think we still take steps every week here together as a team, because it's a lot of new players from last year. So, but I think we are very prepared. I mean, it's you can't be other than prepared before such a game.
And how, I guess I'll finish off, how special would winning the Champions League be based on the experience and what you went through in the last final that you played against Tirso?
That's a hard question to put, or a hard answer to put in words. But I mean, it's the biggest title you can win as a club team, and when you reach that feeling on how it is to win the title, you just want to have it even more. Or that's how it is for me. So of course, if we win against such a strong team as Lyon in Milan, that's gonna be on my top list, definitely, in my life as a soccer player.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSO Zone.
So that was Nilla Fischer giving us a Wolfsburg perspective. So, of course, to balance it out, we need one from Lyon. And who better than a previous guest on the show? A forward who has been in phenomenal form this year. 53 goals in all competitions. Norwegian striker Edda Hegerberg. So I caught up with her recently to have a chat about the final coming up this Thursday. So here she is. Okay, Edda Hegerberg, Lyon and Norway striker, thank you for joining me. You are obviously having an unbelievable season, an unbelievable time with Olympic Lyonnais. You've got a lot of good things coming up ahead of you, which we're going to discuss. But I'll kick off by asking about recently, last weekend, you managed to clinch another league title with Lyon. How important is that, and how special is it following on from your first one last year?
First of all, thank you for having me again. I think it's the same amazing feeling every time you reach your ambition and winning this 10th title in a row for the club is just extraordinary, you know. Personally, I was so happy because it was kind of the first of three big finals, and to achieve such a great ambition, winning the league is, it shows that you've done something right, and it gives you that success for all the hard work you put on.
You scored a lot of goals last year. You've continued that into this year. What has been the secret to that goal scoring form that you found at Lyon?
I think that the recipe is like as simple as hard work. I always work with details, and I try to be 100% prepared physically and mentally before every training and game, and that's kind of a habit I've had 3 years right now, and that's kind of the recipe for me in life and as a football player, to always be well prepared, and hopefully that's gonna drag me far in the future as well.
How much of a benefit is it for a young player like you to have such impressive attacking talent around you, like Eugenie Le Sommer, like Lotte Schelling, to be able to learn and play with them? How beneficial is that in terms of your own development?
It's been such an inspiration from day one, to be honest. I try to suck in as much as possible the experience, the play, to try to learn from these world-class players. And I feel that we connect quite well, both off and on the pitch. And that's really important for the team as well, that we connect well, because that's going to be one of the keys to success, really. And they are both good friends of mine, so that helps a lot as well.
Now, I know you have a very good relationship with both of them, both on and off the field, but that link-up play and that relationship that you have with Eugenie in particular, how is it that you've managed to build such a thorough understanding of each other? You know, I know that you have come on a lot with your French. You speak it very well. I know that from seeing your tweets. But you two have a very special relationship on the pitch, where you are almost telepathic, where you almost seem to know where each other is. How have you managed to develop such a good understanding?
I think one of the reasons is that we think quite the same. We have some of the same mentality. Which we work, we try to connect as good as possible in training every day. We know that the other will always try to find a pass for the other to score, because you know that she will be there to get a ball in the net. And also, I know that she will give me the pass when I should have the pass. And I think that's a really strength for the team, and for both of us, really, because we know that we need to set up each other in a situation where we can score. And
well, that goal scoring form that you two have had has continued on into the Champions League. You've got a huge match, one of the biggest of the season, I would say, in any competition, against Wolfsburg. How much are you looking forward to that final in Italy?
No, it's going to be such an amazing experience. I've dreamt of the Champions League final since I was a little kid, really. And to be honest, I've been thinking about this final every day, in every session I made, always picturing us winning this tournament. So it's all about this match right now. And I can't wait to play it, to be honest.
Now, there's a lot of people that follow the Women's Champions League, not just in Europe, but further afield as well. Now, they will look at some of the results that you've had, and in particular the game against PSG, which we're going to talk about in a second. But some might say that you've had easy going in to the final. You've won all your matches fairly comfortably. How then do you prepare for a team like Wolfsburg, who are very, very strong and very, very experienced?
Personally, I'm always prepared, no matter what team we're up to be honest. And I think that's some of the qualities in this team as well. At the same question, I need to say that I think it's a very simple way to look up on the results on. I think that you shouldn't forget what kind of team this is. It's a high quality team, and you shouldn't forget that. For example, PSG played the Champions League final last year, so that we knocked them 7-0 at home all the focus shouldn't be on the opponents. It should also be on the performance we made as a team. And I think it's a pity if all the focus should be on the results, you know, because obviously we've done some great performances, and I think it's a simple way to look up on it if they say that we only met weaker opponents this year. But that's football, you know.
Oh, no way weaker opponents, just the way that you've absolutely strolled through some of those matches. You mentioned the 7-0 against PSG, your nearest and closest rivals in the French First Division. When I messaged you about that game, you came back to me and described the game as magical. Tell me how special that match was, because the first half in particular, you guys were absolutely unstoppable.
You could sense that it was this great feeling in the team. Lots of weeks before this game, you could feel it before we went on the pitch that, okay, we're 100% prepared for this game, and it can't go wrong, you know. And that was one of the days you knew that you had everyone behind you, that we were going to succeed, and we did. We showed that what we were capable of doing, and that's also our strength as a team, to play each other well, to have this good team spirit. And I think this is the key to success in the future as well.
Well, looking at Wolfsburg in the final, when you look at them, where do you see their main strengths, and who do you think their key players are?
I think that Wolfsburg is a typical strong German team, in physically strong, mentally strong, always there to play 90 minutes plus. But I also see that if we focus on ourselves, I think we can challenge them in a lot of phases in the game. I think we need to keep on the possession football we're playing, but still be extremely dangerous and directly when we can, to create as much danger as we can in their defense. And I think it will cost them a lot of problems. Of course, they have international high players. You know, they're having a lot of German national players. They have Swiss high international players. They got Lise Lara, who played for us last year, which are two quality players. You know, it's hard to pick out
individual players.
Names. Yeah, but you know, they have strong key players in every. In every position on the field, I think.
And if you manage to overcome that very strong Wolfsburg team, where would winning the Champions League rank in your career achievements?
That would be the biggest of all. For sure. There's no doubt about it. to be honest.
I want to learn a little bit more about the Lyon team that you're in, because you mentioned the relationship that you have with Lotta and Eugenie on and off the field, but there's always a lot of photographs from the changing room. There's always photographs of you guys going out on social media. How social and how well does this Lyon team really get on? And why is it, with so many nationalities as yourself, from Norway, there's players from France, from Sweden, from Japan, from Germany, how is it that Lyon managed to have a team that seems to get on so well and integrate so well?
First of all, I think there's a big plus that we have different cultures and mentalities into one team. I think that's the strength for Olympic Lyon. I think that's been a huge success the last years as well, where you had a typical French mentality mixed with Swedish and Swiss and Japanese. It's a lot of different cultures mixed into one, what should I say, good team spirit. And I could sense the first day when I came that I was welcomed with open arms, to be honest. I thought it was gonna be, what should I say, much tougher in the form of social, because obviously it's the highest level you can reach. But to be honest, from the first day, everyone was so welcoming, and they really wanted to integrate me into the team as fast as possible. And that's a strength in itself.
Well, I've got two more questions. One of them involves one player coming in, one player going out. It was confirmed recently that the German international Jennifer Marijan is going to be joining you guys at Lyon. Number one, how much are you looking forward to linking up with her? And number two, sadly for you guys, you're going to be losing Amandine Henri to the US NWSL. She's going to be joining the Portland Thorns. Tell me how much you've enjoyed playing with her and how much of a loss she's going to be to your team.
I think it's a part of the game. Players come, players go. First of all, that Amandine is a high quality player, and understand why she wanted to do something new, to have a good experience in the US. So I wish her all the best. Of course, we have a strong new sign up in Marachan, and I look forward to seeing her in Lyon, because I think it may be a different team playing in than Frankfurt, so it's going to be exciting to see how she will fit in our team.
And final question, I haven't mentioned Norway, but I wanted to ask how special it was and what it meant for you and for women's football back at home when you won the Golden Ball at the end of last year, an award that is open to both men and women, but you came out as the winner, recognised as the best Norwegian male or female footballer in 2015. How special was that, and what impact do you think that will have on you and women's football back at home?
That was a great honor, great honor. Prizes like that, I'm always quite calm when it comes to individually prizes, trophies. But I gotta say, to become or to have the prize, the Golden Ball, was a special thing. Because they recognize your success, and they see what you're capable of doing in such a great club as Lyon and with the national team. And I really hope that can give some inspiration to the whole women's football in Norway, which is incredible, important that we keep on developing both the national team and to inspire younger girls. Because when I was younger, I remember how inspired I was, looking up at bigger idols. So I think it was a huge step for women's football in Norway, and individually was also a huge motivation to just take it as far as I can, to be really.
Who were your idols? Who did you look up to?
To be honest, I watched a lot of the international tournaments, like the World Cup, the Euros. I can't pick out some players, but I remember as a 14 years old, I think, when I watched the World Cup in Germany, and I was absolutely amazed by the level. I remember sitting between my mom and dad, and I was like, words were lacking. How excited I was to see this high level and to see the interest to watch the World Cup final. It gave me so much inspiration and a go to want to be there myself one day. So to know that feeling, how inspired you get by these big achievements in women's football, it wants me to give something back as well when I get in that position myself.
Women's Soccer Zone would like to thank our partners, She Kicks Magazine. Subscribe at shekicks.net for even more women's football.
So was Ada Hegerberg, and of course earlier on Nilla Fisher. Thank you very much to both of them for giving some time. Looking forward very much to the final on Thursday. I'm sure listeners will be equally as enthusiastic as the players and of course myself are. So we will catch up with you soon. I myself will be in Reggio Emilia this week, so I will try and give some feedback and reaction from the game once we know who has been declared the 2016 winner. So until then, take care of yourselves and bye-bye.